Vi ste uz SBS na srpskom. Pronađite još interesantnih priloga na sbs.com.au/srbijan.
Pred Đokovićev trening u Melbourneu je kao pred ulaz na veliki rock koncert. Ima guranja na suncu i mnogo znoja. Ima raznih ljudi, neki u kapama na kojima piše Srbija, a neki skeptični, ali svakako zainteresovani da vide tenisera u akciji. Napolju peče sunce, 30 stepeni, nole malo kasni, ali kada stigne kreće veliki aplauz, čak i vrištanje. Nisu Beatlesi, to je Novak Đoković. Evo šta su posmatrači imali da kažu.
You've come to see Novak, you a fan?
Not really. I'm not the best person to do that, but yeah, I'm sure.
So you're from the opposing camp, you've come to suss out for the enemy?
No.
Is this your first time at the Open?
No, not really. I've been quite a few times here, and I was just looking at the guy here, and what's his name? He's going to play tomorrow with what is it? Nadal. Yeah, and then he rocked up and.
Iako su svi u rukama držali telefone, spremni za slikanje, nisu baš bili veliki fanovi srpskog tenisera. Evo šta nam je rekao bračni par iz Kine na godišnjem odmoru.
And you've come to see Novak, you fans?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan, but like sort of interested in tennis in general.
And is this the first time you've come to the Open?
I've been into the venue before, but it's the first time as a ground pass to see people practicing tennis.
And who else have you come to have a look at during the practice sessions?
Federer, of course, Roger.
Federer, naravno, Roger Federer je njihov favorit. A pre nego što je znao da je Stan Wawrinka izgubio od Medvedeva, ovaj čovjek se nadao da će ga gledati u finalu.
Who are you hoping to see in the finals?
I like Stan. I've always liked him. He's a nice backhand.
Okay, well, we'll see how he goes.
Mladi dečak koji je isto gledao Novaka kako trenira je rekao da ipak navija za Johna Millmana, iako je Millman izgubio od Federera. Kaže da se malo iznervirao, ali se nada da će možda i jednog dana on igrati na terenima Melbourne Parka.
Who are you supporting this year?
John Millman.
John Millman. Did you watch his match?
Yeah.
Against Federer?
Yeah.
And what did you think?
Very tough.
Very tough. Did you get a bit angry towards the end?
Yeah.
Yep. Is this the first time you've been at the Australian Open?
No.
So you're from Melbourne, you've been before?
Yeah.
Do you play tennis?
Yes.
And how long have you been playing tennis for?
2 years.
And you hoping one day to make it onto the big courts here?
Yeah.
I dok smo se mi znojili na Đokovićevom treningu, Aleksandar Zverev je pobedio Stana Wawrinku 1-6, 6-3, 6-4, 6-2. Nemački teniser koji ima 22 godine je obećao da ako osvoji Grand Slam, da će sve pare donirati organizacijama koje pomažu ljudima tokom oporavka od posljedice požara. On je obećao i 10.000 dolara po svakom osvojenom meču, što znači da je sada donirao 50.000 dolara.
You made a magnificent gesture. You told everyone here that you would give $10,000 to the bushfire relief fund for every match you won. So we're now at 50,000. You also said that if you won this tournament and won your first Grand Slam that you would donate your entire check to the bushfire relief fund. We want to know if that's still true. Because you're only two matches away now.
Easy to say in the first round, right? But why did this side of the stage start laughing all of a sudden? I don't quite understand it. Yes, it is still true. I hope I can make it happen. I made the people of Australia a promise. I will keep that promise if it happens.
Roditelji su me učili da su pare dobre samo ako se dele sa onim ljudima koji nemaju dovoljno za život. 4 miliona australijskih dolara bi bilo lepo, kupio bi sebi par dobrih automobila, ali ljudima su te pare potrebne da bi spasili kuće, da bi sebi vratili normalan život. Obećao sam Australijancima te pare i držim se toga, ako pobedim, doniram sve. Ovo je prvi put da Zverev igra u polufinalu Grand Slema. Sastaje se u petak sa boljim igračem večerašnjeg meča između Rafa Nadala i Dominika Tima. Čujemo se sutra opet u programu u 15 časova pred polufinale između Novaka Đokovića i Rodžera Federera.
Želite da čujete još priča poput ove? Slušajte nas na Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify ili odakle god slušate podcast.